Restoring My Soul. Monday, the 11th of October. The Mystery of God. The mystery of God is revealed and appropriated through the word of the cross. The word of the cross joins a hearer to the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, where they can obtain the inheritance of their sonship. The stewardship of this mystery has been committed to the messengers whom Christ sends into the world to proclaim the word of the cross. The mystery of God is revealed by God's messengers as Christ is publicly portrayed as crucified through their fellowship in his offering and sufferings. For this reason, Paul testified that he rejoiced in his sufferings for his hearers and filled up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ in order that the mystery of God might be revealed to and fulfilled in his hearers. The love of God is the motive for this mystery. Revealing this great truth, the Apostle John wrote, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God." By love, and through the word of his grace, the Father draws a hearer near, saying, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn you." He does this so that they might be born again and become the son whom he predestined them to be. The love of God activates the faith that a person receives by hearing the gospel. By this means, they are able to respond in obedience to his call. This faith is proclaimed by the messenger as a word. The word of faith, along with the convicting work of the Holy Spirit, who is sent down from heaven and works with the messenger, prepares the ground of a hearer's heart to receive Christ, who is the seed of the Father. The references used in today's devotions are Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2, Galatians chapter 3 verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 7, 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, and 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. For further study, Colossians chapter 1.